statute, it has to be cleaned up 90 days before. So I'm saying that each county clerk or the person authorized for each county has to sign an affidavit that they've done that. And then what I'm asking is that that is posted on the Secretary of State's website so that we can see which counties are fulfilling the current Nevada statute or not, because it sounds like that may have been an issue. And so I have a very simple bill that says it's in statute. I want you to sign that you've done it, and we're going to post it on the website. And so I think that will give, a little fire to make sure everything is properly done. And then also that, the agencies can cooperate with each other for keeping the voter registration polls cleaned up. So, for example, Department of Motor Vehicles can talk to the Secretary of State's office to, let's say if people have turned in and terminating and leaving the state, things like that. So let agencies talk to each other. That seems like a simple thing again. And then you find out there is some maybe not always so easy. So, again, let's provide statute that makes it clear that the agencies can talk to each other. So that's simple, but I think that sometimes those things can also do a lot to clean up some of the problems.
I think so too. That purging the voter rolls, I think, is going to be critical. Heidi, in our final 45 seconds, how can people reach out to you? I think it's so vitally important that voters be able to actually communicate with their members of the Assembly and the State Senate. How can they reach out to you?
So please, you can contact me at Heidi@HeidiKasama.com. I've had some of you reach out. I've been able to help some of you with issues. It's been my delight to do that now that I'm entrusted with this position. Please let me know your thoughts, your concerns. I'm sure they're the same as mine, and I'm here to support you. So once again, please email me at Heidi@HeidiKasama.com.
Heidi, it's always good to visit with you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, thanks. Take care.
Keep fighting the good fight. Heidi Kasama, Assemblywoman District Number 2. Stick around. Coming up, Chuck Muth. He is smart as can be. We're going to talk about $4.5 billion coming to the state of Nevada, and the $1.9 trillion the stimulus package, whatever, the Biden Rescue America Act or something like that. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, 531, as we check out our traffic cams right now, slick roadways in several areas across the valley. A reminder, chains or snow tires are required for travel up to Mount Charleston. Also, your bumper-to-bumper into and through the Spaghetti Bowl right now, 515 eastbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, 515 westbound at Pecos. Also, US 95 eastbound at Jones, very slow and congested. Behind that, reduced speeds through the resort area. You're averaging about 35 to 40 miles per hour on Interstate 15 North at Tropicana, South 15 at Owens. And remember, those lane restrictions continue Interstate 11 northbound at College Drive.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders have made official the releases of left guard Richie Incognito and defensive back LaMarcus Joyner. There have been reports that the team is hopeful to be able to bring Incognito back at a lower salary. But with those two releases, they have cleared $16.3 million in salary cap. They've also reportedly released right guard Gabe Jackson. That's another $9.6 million in salary cap space as they try to get their salary cap ready for the beginning of the league year, which starts next Wednesday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, after losing to the Minnesota Wild on Monday 2-0, the two teams play again coming up tonight. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen temporal scanner purchased at any retailer. With COVID continuing to spread, nothing matters more than having an accurate thermometer that's backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies like the Exergen temporal scanner. Even after getting the COVID vaccine, you should be monitoring for fever to make sure you are protected. Keep your family and yourself safe by trading up your non-contact thermometer for an accurate temporal scanner and a $5 rebate from Exergen, where accuracy matters. Details at Exergen.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the Golden Knights are playing, as mentioned, 1-1 our score in the second period, late in the second period. So we'll keep you updated on that. We'll want to do something real quick. We have some of the best guests of any radio talk show in America. Our people are sharp. They're up to date on their information, and they have opinions. And one of the people that we always have every Wednesday is Chuck Muth. And we were talking about that $1.9 trillion package. And one of the things we talked about was, and the question I asked Chuck Muth was, why is it taking so long to get passed?
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing. There was talk about providing additional help to people who needed it, dating back to, last summer or late spring even. But, of course, the Democrats blocked every effort to do so back then prior to the election because they were more interested in hurting Donald Trump than helping their fellow Americans. Now, Joe Biden got into office, end of January, and then you just have to work through the legislative process. They had some tweaks here and there to do, but look, this is, all of your listeners, I'm sure they understand this, but it has to be reminded. Elections have consequences. And when we lost the U.S. Senate, control of the U.S. Senate, we lost any ability to stop this thing. And so now we're stuck with it. Our kids and our grandkids and probably their kids and grandkids are going to end up having to pay for this one way or the other. But there was nothing Republicans could do. Majorities get the lead and they had the numbers.
The markets are still up. Will they stay up when we end up having to print all this new money?
I don't. Boy, that's a good question. I'm not confident that the markets will stay up only because Joe Biden is in the White House and the Democrats are in control of both the House and the Senate, and obviously lots of bad stuff, even worse stuff, is going to come down the pike, if that's possible, beyond this COVID relief bill. And I think it's just a matter of time when they can pass these bills now and early in the Biden administration, but eventually the chickens always come home to roost. And eventually it's going to have a negative impact on our economy. But we will see an uptick in the economy, not because of this stimulus, so-called stimulus package, we're going to see an uptick in the economy because states are starting to reopen and people are starting to go back to work and businesses will start to make money again. I mean, when you've got a state as far left as Maryland reopening and Nevada is still closed, we really have a serious problem here in Nevada. There's no excuse for us to still be on the lockdown rules that we have under Governor Sisolak here.
Do you think we will hear from the governor anytime soon? The positivity rate is down at 6.3%. It was at 21% in January. Clearly, we're starting to win the COVID-19 battle. Is it possible we'll hear from the governor and he will follow other governors' leads and open up our state?
Well, it's possible, but it's not likely. You know, an object will remain at rest until pushed. And so I think this governor has already demonstrated for the duration of his administration that he's not going to make a move to change anything unless he's pushed to do so. What is required right now are for Republicans to stand up and start pushing him. Now, there is probably at least a half a dozen wannabe Republican candidates who are talking seriously about running for governor, but you don't hear or see any of them out at the head of the crowd saying, hey, it's time for the governor to reopen the state. You've got the legislators, Republican legislators, with the exception of Annie Black and Jim Wheeler and John Ellison, really, you don't see any of the Republican legislators calling on the governor to reopen the state or, more importantly, for the legislature, which is a co-equal branch of government, for the legislature to say, hey, it's time to end this declaration of emergency, or at least go on record as saying we think that everything that the governor is doing is right. I think it's been long past time for these legislators to go on record and stop hiding behind the governor's skirts.
You've heard a lot of names thrown around. The serious candidates for governor, who would they be? Folks that can win. Folks that can fund themselves or be funded and can win.
Yeah, the names most often talked about right now is former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison, former U.S. Senator Dean Heller, Congressman Mark Amaday, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt, and the dark horse candidate that I'm hearing a lot more about on a almost regular basis now, and I've not spoken with him, Kevin, so I don't know if he's serious or not, but some people that I know believe that he is seriously considering running, is Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo.
Wow. A sheriff running for governor. How do you do that? You're a political consultant. Tell me what a Joe Lombardo campaign would look like.
Oh, well, I mean, I think primarily it would be the whole law and order aspect. I think there's a lot to be said for the riots that we saw around the country, including here in Las Vegas. Last spring, end of May, early June, especially on the Las Vegas Strip, I think law and order is probably a big thing. But I don't know Sheriff Lombardo's politics. I don't know what issues he may champion beyond law and order. But clearly, the most important would be budget issues. And he runs a very, very large government agency with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, so he knows budgets. And he knows the political process. So I think if he's seriously considering it, and he does think to throw his hat in the ring, I think people would be foolish not to take that seriously.
You're active in Republican politics. Have you seen him at, Republican outings, events, things like that?
No, he has been, but it's not as though Sheriff Lombardo has worn it on his sleeves. I mean, he's been to events, and of course I have to give him credit. He goes to events for both sides. He doesn't just go to Republican events. As sheriff, he is in a far less partisan job, even though they do run under party for that position. It's kind of like Secretary of State. You don't really get as actively involved as a partisan in the position of Secretary of State or Sheriff, or for that matter, judicial races. You'll see judges go to various political events, but they're not actively partisan in doing so.
Joining us, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. You mentioned the COVID-19 and you mentioned the states. States all across the country are going to get huge amounts of money. Here in Nevada, that amount of money is going to be $4.5 billion. And it's going to be in one check, one fell swoop. We're going to get real flush with cash. Can you talk about where this money will go? And will all of it go to the state, or will it go to cities, counties, municipalities?
Well, you know, I'm not 100% sure of that. I don't know that we get that all in one lump. It may be staggered out, you know, over a period of years. I'm really not 100% sure. Of course, nobody's really 100% sure, because the bill was so long and we had such little time to really study it. I mean, I'm watching on Twitter today things that people are finding in the bill that they sure as heck didn't know before voting on that piece of legislation. And I think we're still going to see a lot more. What we do know is that there was a lot of giveaways to Democrat special interests, and, you know, their Christmas tree wish list, and very little of it, comparatively speaking, is actually going to COVID relief.
Yeah, the number is 9% going to COVID relief. Everything else is extraneous. It just makes no sense. That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. I love the guy. And he is like family. He's been with us, gosh, for 5, 6, 7 years. And he's absolutely amazing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, when we come back, I'm going to let you hear from Nancy Pelosi. I hate it when she does this, but I want you to recognize what's happening, that when she was pitching the COVID-19 package, she invoked the word children. She always does this. It just drives me nuts. We'll talk about it coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Nancy Pelosi does this thing that I absolutely hate, but I want you to hear this. This is Nancy Pelosi on the floor of the United States House of Representatives early today before the vote, using children as a reason to pass the COVID-19 stimulus bill. This is cut two. Here we go.
Why did you come to Congress? Why are you here? Each of us has come to Congress with a purpose. My purpose, my why, are the children. As a mother of five, raising my kids, seeing all the attention and all that they needed, I was horrified by the fact that 1 in 5 children in America lives in poverty and goes to sleep hungry in America at night. That is my why. That is why I went from homemaker to the House of Representatives. And that is why when people ask me, what do you think the 3 most important issues are facing the Congress? I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children. Their health, their education, the economic security of their families, a safe, healthy environment in which they can thrive, and a nation at peace in which they can reach their fulfillment. Several of those priorities are addressed in this legislation. Again, this legislation, which has bipartisan support throughout the country. The Biden, and let me, he praises on President Biden for the values, for the vision, the strategic thinking, for the knowledge that he has brought to what, as you said earlier, we had in the works for a while, but in freshened up by current events, the vaccine, and what those possibilities are. The Biden American Rescue Plan is about the children. Their health, their education, the economic security of their families again.
Nancy Pelosi, she does that all the time. And it's not just, you know, for bills like this, but it's any bill where she has opposition to it. She always invokes the word children. It's for the children. It's and your local politicians do this too. You know, when they want to pass some sort of bond issue, it's for the kids. Or they want to legalize weed. It's for the kids. It's for the children. It's for the kids. I absolutely hate that so much. Anyway, just want you to be aware of it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is a hump day. It's Wednesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry.
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night.
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch.
So her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Heidi Harris.
So what's this I hear about women having worse side effects from the vaccine than men? Dr. Sal Giorgiani, a pharmacist, will be joining me on the show to explain.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. One-stop shopping for all your insurance needs. And Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com. It is interesting that Nancy Pelosi keeps using children as a prop, and yet she's been sitting on this bill for 6 months. She could have passed this bill with the approval of the Trump administration anytime before Election Day, but no, that did not happen. And that to me is what is so sad about the way Nancy Pelosi and a lot of these Democrat politicians. They use all the talking points, but when they have a chance to advance a bill, for instance, they had a chance when it comes to immigration reform to create 8 million paths to citizenship for Dreamers. You know, they always say, well, there's 11 million folks here. And the fact is, they could have done it. They could have done that a year ago or more. Do you remember that when the president offered him 8 million paths to citizenship and the Democrats walked away? President sat there at the White House in a big meeting room And it was covered live on TV, and he offered $8 million, and they walked away from it. You know, immigration reform could have been fixed forever, and instead, we've got the Biden border crisis, and thousands every day are crossing the border illegally, and it's just sad. It's just sad what has happened. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Tomorrow, Victoria Seaman, how much of that $4.5 billion coming to Nevada, how much of that will end up in Las Vegas? Victoria Seaman, city councilwoman, will tell us.